Our subject this morning is The World is What You Make It. By extension, we could make it several other topics. All of them, each in its own way, would be valid. The world is what you make of it. And your world is what you make it. And your world is what you make of yourself. All of these things would be true. The world is a mixture, as it says. Remember in the autobiography when Sri Yukteswar was complaining about all the sadhus at the Kumbh Mela, at the fair there, who were not really very religious. And they weren't very spiritual. And Babaji reminded him that this world is like a mixture of sand and sugar. He said, be like the wise ant that takes the sugar and leaves the sand. Similarly, the world is really a mixture of all kinds of different opportunities and all kinds of different qualities, good, bad, indifferent. And it's up to you what you make of them. A very interesting experience that someone shared with me not very long ago was he had been inclined to be very negative in his attitude toward things. He was always finding fault. He was always seeing what was wrong with always other people, of course, but always thinking that they should be better than they were. And he was having all sorts of physical troubles, and they kept getting worse and worse, and he went to someone for help and healing. And this person had some spiritual power. And as he was leaving the room, he suddenly understood, apparently as a result of this healing influence, that the whole problem had really begun with his attitude. That he had been negative, and that was why he was reflecting that negativity even in his body. And we think, I've shared with you, and I think that it's a worthwhile thing to remember, both for its truth and its falseness. That time when I was criticizing somebody to my mother, and my mother said, you shouldn't judge, and I said, but shouldn't we have discrimination? And of course, I was right, but I was also wrong. Yes, we need discrimination. Yes, we need to understand where people are making mistakes and where this world isn't quite up to snuff yet, and so on. But at the same time, we have to refrain from judgment, and we have to worry about it only to the extent that it may help us in the only responsibility that the universe has dumped in our laps, which is ourselves. Obviously, we have to achieve salvation in some way, in our way, on our own time, but it's always up to us. It can take us a million incarnations, it can take us one incarnation, but it depends on how hard we work at it and what we want to accomplish. And what other people do isn't our problem. That doesn't mean we should be unwilling to help them. We should help them. But at the same time, we should realize that they are, in a sense, also blessing us by giving us an opportunity to help them. So that we don't help them with a thought of impatience or anger or criticism or any kind of negative thought. It's very important to realize that you are the product of whatever thoughts and emotions you put out.